Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. Thank you for tuning in for another message of common sense values designed to make Old Glory great again. The next item I'd like to discuss with you is something I call the tumbleweed syndrome. A lot of people are like tumbleweeds. A tumbleweed has lost its roots, and without its roots is no longer grounded. Without being grounded in something solid, it is subject to the whims of nature. Wind blows a tumbleweed wherever the wind wants it to go. It blows it across the dusty plains, into barbed wire fences, or into gullies and rivers. It is bashed about here and there and is never in charge of its own destiny. It is interesting to note what creates a tumbleweed: inactivity and death cause the plant to dry up and break off at ground level just above the roots. Without growing roots, the wind creates more pressure than the weed can withstand. So as long as it is green and growing, it can withstand the wind pressure and survive. They are known as plant life until they die and break off. Then they are called tumbleweeds, as they are pushed by the wind to unknown places. You may wonder why I say a lot of people are like tumbleweeds. Unfortunately, a lot of people are drying up and dying on the inside. They have failed to set goals, which act like fertilizer to the mind. Goals inspire and urge you to greater activity to achieve. When you are working to achieve a goal, you are alive with well-grounded roots and beliefs. Your attitude is one of a positive nature that nature's enthusiasm. Enthusiasm coursing through your veins is like water to a thirsty plant. But without a goal, you will soon be a tumbleweed. Tumbleweed people lead an uninspired life. They do not look forward to each new day. They don't look forward to getting up and getting going. They don't look forward to their work and often consider their job as a necessary evil instead of a blessing and an incredible opportunity. Most barely get by and pay more in interest expense each month than on their principal. They often smoke, drink, and or eat too much. They have a poor self-image, and sometimes they just don't like themselves. Often their dislike of themselves is masked in their blaming everyone else for their perceived problems and unhappiness. Tumbleweed people are sometimes sloppy in their dress and demonstrates their lack of pride in themselves. They are what some would call losers. Some are angry, some are sad, some are moody, and almost all suffer through periods of depression. But the good news is you don't have to be a tumbleweed person. You can make yourself like plant life that is green, vibrant, and growing with roots firmly planted in fertile soil. The key to your returning from the tumbleweed society or never joining it is in the way you think. No one dies from the inside who thinks positive. No one dies from the inside who thinks big. No one dies from the inside who is enthusiastic, committed, determined, dedicated, and working to achieve something. No one dies from the inside who desires to make something of himself or herself. All these things are determined by the way you think. Your thoughts are the soil in which your life thrives or dies. Isn't it wonderful news that you are in complete control of your life and can change it for better or worse by changing your thinking? That doesn't mean that bad things or bad luck won't happen to you. But when they do, it won't matter much because your positive nature won't dwell on the bad, but the good that can be found surrounding most bad luck. A lot of people will always be like tumbleweeds, but you don't have to be one of them. The next subject, ladies and gentlemen, it's very short and sweet, but it's something that I wrote some time back for my sales organization, and it's called kite flying. We all like to see a kite flying high and seemingly free. However, a kite needs a string to keep it under control. Some little boy or girl or parent is on the other end of the line, keeping it tight and gradually letting it go higher. If the string snaps, the kite comes crashing down to earth. It is my hope that each one of you will grow to see themselves as the string that keeps our kite flying higher and higher under control. When you see yourself as the string, you will be careful not to let it snap. The whole nation depends on you being our string to do your job every day with accuracy, enthusiasm, optimism, and love. When you do these things, the kite will be a beautiful thing for all to see and enjoy, and your personal happiness will increase and endure. You are the string. Keep flying. Ladies and gentlemen, as we sign off today, remember that yes, you can become a millionaire, and that nothing is more precious than your freedom. Tune in each week to Old Glory Network Podcast and be motivated to improve your life, improve your opportunities, and help us make Old Glory great again. Be sure to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com for more information, and happy trails till we meet again.